Yeah, I've, for those who don't know me, I've been involved with KDE Accessibility for 6 years now, and I also participate in the Open Accessibility Standardization Workgroup on behalf of KDE. And so I thought that for this year, I would like to describe a bit what accessibility standards and all those discussions around that actually means. The talk has four parts. The first is why open standards are important. The second is why accessibility is important. The third is software accessibility, and the fourth is KDE and accessibility standards. There has been a bit of media buzz recently about around open standards. You know, the OpenXML and similar topics. But it's not only a buzzword, it's actually a quite important concept, which I got to know long before it went into the media. It's quite obvious why we need open standards. You're not able to plug in your monitor into your graphics card if they're not standardized. Also, the programming interfaces of Linux, X11, and Qt4 are all part of the Linux standard base. And of course, they need to be open. If one company controls it and, you know, the and tells other people, oh no, you can't make graphics cards unless you pay a huge amount of patents, then the market will just not accept this standard. Okay, so why is accessibility important? I believe that it's very important for the future of KDE and, well, software generally. I will explain this with a comparison. It's very obvious why an election cannot be named fair if some group of citizens, such as people in wheelchairs, are excluded. And the obvious solution is to either avoid all buildings with stairs or to build a second path to the voting poll that is accessible to wheelchair users. Almost all nations have anti-discrimination laws that mandate such accessibility. But note that there is a benefit for more people than just those who are in wheelchairs. If you have a baby buggy, a suitcase, if you want to bring new furniture into the building or a bicycle, then you're also very, very happy about not having to use the stairs. In the software world, there are quite similar problems. For example, a blind person is simply unable to read a computer screen. We need a different path to access for these users to access computers. You know, and the blind person might actually try to read the screen with a stick, but and the screen might actually react by going black, but the user won't be able to make any sense of it. So, for example, the very popular PDF format is normally not accessible because some information is there only as an image. Usually you have a bit of information in there about the text, but once you get to for example, colored layout or whatever, then even a character recognition software has real problems. An exception are tagged PDF files, as they can be created by OpenOffice and some other applications. Similar accessibility problems originally existed for OpenDocument. These made it impossible for governments to really use the format. Maybe some of you remember the fear of anti-discrimination lawsuits in Massachusetts when they first announced their plan to migrate to OpenDocument. And so, you know, adding accessibilities and doing a proper accessibility review and adding the needed functions to the standard in version 1.1 was really one of the reactions that was both crucially needed and very quickly done and very well done. So it's now one of the best accessible file formats in existence. So what does this mean for KDE? Again, we need a different path for blind users. We need a standardized communication protocol for it. The way it usually works or will work in such a way that the blind user has a screen reader which outputs the information either via a headphone or a braille device or similar things. And then the screen reader will be able to talk to the Qt library via a standardized protocol. And KDE applications can then become accessible to screen readers by exporting all necessary information to the Qt accessibility framework. So KDE itself is not doesn't need to actually know how to deal with the different accessibility frameworks on the different platforms. It's differently done on Linux than on Windows than on Mac. KDE just tells Qt to do its job, and all the bridging is then done underneath. But still, the applications need to provide their information. And of course, that is a big amount of work, which means that if we want to achieve accessibility for blind users, we need to make it something which is not just, you know, a small part on the very edge of the community, but it needs to be something within the core of the KDE community, where all developers who develop widgets actually have a look at exporting the necessary information, what those widgets are doing to the Qt accessibility framework. Fortunately, that work only needs to be done once, and it can then be reused for a great number of other accessibility aids, such as alternative input. And there are even more uses which are not really related to accessibility. For example, automated testing or scripting of the user interface. And this flexibility is made possible by an open standards approach. The protocol we are going to use originated within GNOME. And as I just said about an hour ago, Nokia is funding a company named CodeThink to port this protocol to DBus. So this will allow blind users to mix and match KDE and GNOME applications just as everyone else can. The standardization work for this communication protocol will be done by the Open Accessibility Workgroup. Open Accessibility is an initiative of the large number of free software teams and companies, such as KDE, GNOME, Mozilla, Novel, and Sun. And we are under the roof of the Linux Foundation. But our focus actually goes beyond Linux to Unix and Windows interoperability as well. Being under the roof of the Linux Foundation has the benefit that we are able to submit our standards to the fast track procedure of the ISO. Again, something you might remember from the discussions around the Microsoft competitor to OpenDocument. Okay, so I will briefly go to the Windows world and Windows accessibility. There is actually a protocol on Windows called iAccessible 2, which is very similar to the communication protocol defined for Linux. It is meant to complement an older Windows protocol named MSAA, Microsoft Active Accessibility. And it is already supported by many open source applications, such as OpenOffice, Firefox, etc. There is support announced for Qt also. So KDE applications will be accessible on Windows using this protocol. And there's also a good number of vendors of screen readers and other assistive technologies that are working on to support this protocol. But at the same time, there is a competing approach by Microsoft. It's called UI automation. That's not really a protocol which originated in the accessibility world, but rather it's a general scripting and testing framework. In December, Microsoft announced the creation of a new standardization consortium named Accessibility Interoperability Alliance to standardize it and do a bit of other work like for example, making sure that Mono supports it, and things like that. So we're a bit in a difficult situation now, because in the Open Accessibility Workgroup, we are very, very close to finishing iAccessible 2. We will soon publish a protocol which doesn't have Microsoft support and which is which follows free licenses more strictly than actually UI automation does. And this fragmentation is a great reason for concern on the Windows world. So we are very interested in cooperation there, and luckily the UI automation people are also very interested in cooperating and maybe building some bridges or so. It's quite likely that some kind of cooperation will actually happen, but it's not yet clear how, because as always, copyright and patents concerns get in the way. So that will be interesting to watch in the future. Okay, let me summarize the situation for KDE and accessibility. During the 6 years that I'm now involved with KDE, many accessibility aids have been built. We have solutions for partially sighted people, such as the user that you see in that photo, or users with light allergy. We have support for colorblind users. We have support for users with repetitive strain injury, or for users who need to change their keyboard settings to type. KDE is even used in a school, in a German school for students with learning disabilities. So we do offer a lot on inaccessibility. And the willingness of the KDE community to address so many accessibility issues has simply been truly astonishing, because that would not have been possible by just a very, very small accessibility team. That's really something which all of KDE embraced. And you know, in that picture, it's actually KDE 3, and it already had far better settings for partially sighted people than any other graphical desktop on any platform anywhere. But on KDE 4, it's been even better. You can really have your whole desktop on a white on black color scheme, and it just looks great, and it simply works. Of course, there are bugs, but the KDE community really embraced that for KDE 4, and I consider that to be a major achievement. There are, of course, still some real challenges to do. For example, finishing the support for screen for blind users. And that's not a small task. To conclude, accessibility standards are a danger for KDE in the sense that the very small accessibility team will not be able to do all of the work alone. And lack of accessibility support can harm KDE adoption rates. For example, if governments are afraid to deploy KDE because some blind user might sue them for violating anti-discrimination laws. But at the same time, accessibility standards are a chance for KDE, because I'm convinced that the software freedom is actually a very, very good approach to make sure that users with disabilities are able to really use a solution that fits them. We can give everyone the freedom to use and improve KDE without just having them as passive users. They can actually get involved and make sure that they can customize it in a way which would not be possible with proprietary software, or some company deploying KDE for users with disabilities might be able to do that for them. We can make blind users and other users with disabilities a real part of our community, and by doing this, we can make accessibility a core part of our identity. And then anti-discrimination laws can actually work for us. Because if we truly follow this approach, then no proprietary solution will be able to compete. By having free software, we can offer the option to customize the software for the individual user in a way which is just not possible with a closed concept. Okay, any questions?